Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody, and I'm Ray R. Ellis, and welcome to Ray of Light Live Now. Well, anyway, everybody, great to be back, and I thank you for joining me this evening for this short special show for the next 30 minutes. And anyway, everybody, I will not be accepting any calls because this evening I will be talking about a specific subject and an incident that took place with an individual. And anyway, as we all know, there are certainly wonderful and great police officers out there, the men and women that serve and protect their citizens and within their designated areas each and every day. And certainly many of them take pride in their profession and to the commitment to which they make to the public and to serve and protect appropriately. But then also, in addition to that, there is the opposite. And there are certainly some bad cops out there and police officers. And tonight, we're going to be talking about some of the bad ones, in particular three. And anyway, I will have much more on this and also about the individual, a lady by the name of Elizabeth. And we will be talking about her encounter with three police officers from the Hollywood Police Department, Florida. Anyway, much more after Nick starts me up. Okay, back again. All right, now to get into the situation, okay, the lady's name, her first name is Elizabeth, and I want to begin to read you a letter to which she had written just shortly after this incident, and she had written to the Internal Affairs of the Hollywood Police Department. And anyway, the following is what Elizabeth had written, and I quote, the subject, of course, was the abuse of power and excessive force by the Hollywood Police Department out just walking my dog with my daughter. Please open an investigation. Elizabeth went on to say the following. She said, I'm going to contact my attorney for the below incident. Is my statement of what occurred Saturday outside my home. She says, I'm afraid to walk my dogs and now leave that exclusively to my other half. And then she had said, and this was the what she had written, please contact me at the above email address for further info. I'm sending this to you and requesting an investigation. I was physically assaulted but was not under arrest. Even as I start thinking about February the 20th, 2016, my heart starts racing from recollecting my Saturday morning that was anything but normal. It was around 10 a.m., and me and the girls were ready to go to a dentist appointment I had scheduled for them on Saturday so that no one had to miss work or school. They also said if I didn't show up, there would be a $50 fee per child, since that would cost me $150. I told them I would be there. I had an extra 10 to 15 minutes and decided to walk our two pit bulls so that my husband could get some extra rest. He normally walks the dogs. Me and my 9-year-old daughter, Asoria, were walking the dogs along the swale of grass in the middle of our street, a few feet from my house, not on private property, and there were three police officers at the house on the corner, standing, talking, at a man's house across the street that was getting foreclosed on. My dog found a spot on the swale and took a poop. The officer who I now know is Officer Henry Andrews yelled at me in a condescending tone and said, ma'am, you have to pick that up. I was surprised as I didn't know that there was a law in my neighborhood, and I yelled back in the same tone, are you serious? I see people walk their dogs here all the time, and I never see people pick it up. Officer Andrews yelled back louder, yes, you have to pick that up. You can't leave that there. His female partner also yelled at me with an attitude and said, oh yeah, you have to pick that up. I looked at my hands, which had a dog leash in each one. I looked at my daughter and remembered our appointment. I said to my daughter, we have a dentist appointment. Let's go get a bag so I can get this over with. The officers were across the street talking among themselves and didn't give me any directions. I turned towards my house to go and put the dogs up to free my hands and get a bag to come back outside and pick up the poo, then hurry to the dentist. When I turned to walk away, Officer Andrews yelled at the top of his lungs, oh no, you don't walk away from me. And his female partner yelled, stop, are you serious? I was really scared by how they reacted to me turning to walk towards my house, and I was trying to remain calm for my dogs. I was walking slowly towards my house with my two pit bulls and my daughter. The three police officers rushed me and were all yelling at me. Officer Andrews said, if I didn't pick it up, I was going to jail. I yelled at him and said, do you really want to take me to jail over dog poop? He said, yes. And I yelled at him, I'm trying to do what you asked me to do. I have to put my dogs up and get a bag. I don't have a bag. Please, I really need to take my kids to the dentist. He said he would take me to jail, and I told him if it was that serious, he could take me to jail. In my mind, I thought this has to be illegal. Do they expect me to pick up dog poop and my bare hands with my bare hands? Oh, Lord, I'm going to jail. Then I yelled again, I'm just trying to do what you want me to do. I have to get a bag. I don't have a bag. I was a few steps away from my porch, and my husband, Rudy, and my two other kids came outside since they heard the commotion. Rudy came to the porch door and asked what was going on. I was yelling, they want to take me to jail for dog poop. I'm just trying to get a bag. The officers surrounded me, and I was handing Rudy the dog leashes so that the dogs could go inside. They are well behaved, but I didn't want them to get aggressive or excited and cause another situation. As I was handing him the dog leashes, I again stirred up my intentions of letting my dogs go inside and to let me get a bag. The female officer pushed me, and I looked at her and told her not to put her hands on me, and I sat down on my car. Rudy yelled at the dogs to go inside as one of my dogs didn't like it when the officer pushed me. The third officer, who was not behaving like the other two, he was calm, said he knew Rudy, and said they should just write me a ticket and not take me to jail. The female officer pulled my daughter, Asoria, out of the patio and sat her next to me and told me to apologize to her for what happened. I did what she asked me to do to appease her, even though my daughter was crying because she thought they were going to put her mommy in jail for dog poop. I got up to ask Rudy to take the kids to the dentist so that there wouldn't be charged $150, and the officer told me to sit down, that I couldn't move. I said okay and sat down and asked him if he could ask one of my kids to ask Rudy, their dad, to take them. He did tell my daughter, and they wrote me a ticket. I apologized to the officers for any confusion and said that I was just trying to do what they asked me to do. And I said I felt like they were abusing me with their reaction and not providing me instructions. They were very aggressive towards me, and I felt harassed because they ignored the dog that was not on a leash, wandering from the very property they were standing at. This is a leash law. They chose to ignore that. But when my dog pooped, they thought I was purposely disrespecting them when I had no idea, actually. The female officer told me they were talking about when they first saw me and the dogs. I am a 4'10", 93-pound white female who is 33 years old, but I look like I'm 15. I'm saying this because the officers were black, and they were going to take me to jail until they saw my black husband. They wouldn't allow me to go inside to my home to get a bag and pushed me when I was handing my dogs over to my husband. My family and kids are all witnesses. After the fact, while I was sitting on my car waiting for the ticket officer, Thomas, the third officer, said Officer Andrews had gloves, and I said, well, he never told me that. Anyway, I still wouldn't have been able to pick up the poop and have two dog leashes and very big dogs on the other end. I still needed to put my dogs away. My home was a few feet away, and I wasn't running. When they wrote me the ticket, I fully cooperated and wondered why they just didn't write me a ticket in the first place or let me go get the tools to clean it up. Why did they threaten me with jail and rush me with my pit bulls and daughter? If my dogs would have gotten aggressive, everything could have snowballed into an unnecessary and dangerous situation. They yelled at me like I was a kid and wanted me to pick up poop with my hands. I guess because they didn't tell me they had gloves, I cried all the way to the dentist appointment with my kids. They are scared now of the police. My daughter, Asoria, asked me why he didn't tell me he had gloves and asked if police can get in trouble too. My neighbor told me I have the right to walk away and to get my own bag and gloves, and that the lady officers should have never pushed me. These officers were really angry until my husband came outside. The female officer said I was getting ready to be on the ground in handcuffs. Thank goodness my husband was there to get the dogs. Thank goodness my dogs didn't overreact. Thank goodness I'm not in jail and away from my family over dog poop. Even when I told the officers my intention of putting the dogs up and getting a bag, they physically would not allow me on my property and threatened me with jail, but never told me I was under arrest. I wonder how they expected me to pick up the poop. I was scared and decided to continue to walk towards my home to put my dogs away and get a bag. I should have told my daughter to run inside and get the cell phone to record the situation. I wonder if they would have offered me gloves then. They made a minor situation dangerous by pursuing me with my pit bulls and my daughter present. I wasn't running, and my home was a few feet away. I don't think that level of aggression was really necessary, and I know I should have not been pushed or bullied to pick up dog poo without a bag and two leashes in my hand. If they had gloves and or any tools, they never told me. After they told me to pick it up, I stood there thinking about what to do for a minute, and they were on the other side of the street just talking amongst themselves. I guess they wanted to make a fool out of me. By the way, I did go back and pick up the poop, and I had my daughter record me doing it on camera. I'm not afraid of dog poop, but police on a power trip is something I will do my best to record and avoid at all costs. Sincerely, Elizabeth, and I will not be mentioning her last name at this time as it would not be appropriate and because of the current situation. What an email and what a letter. Certainly, Elizabeth has contacted her attorney. She has also, in the meantime, written, as I said, the same letter that I've just read to the internal affairs at the Hollywood Police Department. It's rather amazing to me. I find it incredible on many aspects, but one of them was certainly when she got a response from a lieutenant that works at the Hollywood Police Department within the Internal Affairs Unit. And he wrote her back, and I will not read exactly his comments, but as much as to say that he went on to say that the police department there was in receipt of her email, and that he was just wanting to confirm the location of the incident, and then he wanted to know if it was correct, and then went on to say that he wanted to know if there was, if she was able to provide a contact number as to where she could be reached, or if not, where she could be reached, as to perhaps where he wanted the name and contact information of her attorney instead. When I look at this here, I find this rather, it's just really amusing that he would want to know of a contact number. And, of course, this is typical of most police, whereby that they would like everything and every conversation verbally, whereby I would simply say what was to prevent them from actually writing her and putting what they had to say about the incident in writing. But, of course, they wouldn't want to do that. I'm sure that they would want her, and, of course, Elizabeth was not afraid to put what she wanted to say in writing, so why wouldn't they? No, it would be much easier and better to have it verbally so that anything, conversation sometimes, can really get, shall we say, distorted and twisted around a little bit. And the other amusing thing was that after she had gotten that this particular letter or message from the Hollywood Police Department, she did get a call from one of the other lady officers, and I'm assuming that perhaps was investigating this incident or looking into it. And when she answered and took the call, the lady had indicated to her that she would like to meet with Elizabeth, and that she could meet with Elizabeth, and they could have a conversation in the cruiser car. And, of course, Elizabeth immediately declined. And I would say this, who on earth wouldn't? Because, again, did this individual really think that anybody would be that stupid to actually meet a police officer and to get into their cruiser car and to have a conversation? Why would anybody want to do that? So what Elizabeth would be wanting, of course, is to have everything in writing, which anybody would want that. the thing that I can't help but pick up on the situation, talk about discrimination, intimidation, and manipulation. Well, I tell you what, all three were at their best. And for these three, particularly police officers, we know from certainly reading from what Elizabeth has said and what actually took place was this whole and complete incident is entirely racially motivated. Because just think of what Elizabeth had said. The officers were three black officers. When they saw Elizabeth's black husband, they said then that they wouldn't be taking the lady to jail. Yet before they had seen Rudy, they were wanting to take her to jail. Now, if this had been three white police officers that did this to a black lady, I am sure that the black community would be, as expected, stating that it was racially motivated. So, of course, this is what we're saying, and that it is. The other thing is on this lady police officer. Let me say something about this lady. Here is a situation where she can come along and she can push Elizabeth. And she doesn't think nothing of it. Did she ever realize that Elizabeth had her 9-year-old daughter there? And yet how many times have I heard all along in recent years how many women's groups are out there howling and yelling to the top of their lungs? And you hear them almost every day on the Oprah Winfrey Show, used to be, and whatever else, and many other shows, talking about stomping out bullying at school and children that bully each other. Yet it is fully, shall we say, acceptable on behalf of a police officer, to which we know children, all and the majority of children look up to a police officer or the police in general as someone that will give them good guidance, that will set an example, and whatever else. Yet this woman, which I will just simply call Muscles, turns around and prefers and does something as stupid and as rude and as ignorant as what she did by pushing Elizabeth. What kind of a message did she think that actually sent to Elizabeth's daughter, Asoria? But more important, I would ask this question. I wonder what kind of a message that really sends to this lady's children, if she has any kids. And I assume perhaps that she may, or that she would like to, or that she does. So what, in fact, if she has young children at home, and they would ask their mother when she comes back home, gee, Mom, what do you do all day? Oh, I just hustle and hassle and push everybody that I meet. I mean, because I've got the authority, so you see, I want to exercise it. Of course you do, idiot. But you need to consider, maybe, to whom you're exercising it in front of. So this woman, in my opinion, even though she's a police officer, has just set back the efforts of many women's groups and those people that want to stamp out any form of bullying at schools and at public school grounds. How unique this is when you think that she would be in a position of a police officer. Shame on her. And in fact, she should have known better. This is not something that you do. And the other thing is, with these three officers, one can certainly understand thoroughly and completely how they were attempting and really wanting to attempt to provoke Elizabeth into a little bit more of a reaction so that they could turn this into a more violent situation of attacking her or whatever they were planning. The other thing is, isn't it a shame that none of the officers really had either, shall we say, the courtesy or the diplomacy to really walk up to the lady in a quiet, polite manner? They could have informed her that, yes, there was a bylaw or an ordinance in regards to dog poop, and they could have just said, perhaps you may want to clean this up, and therefore we're just giving you a warning that this law or ordinance is in effect. Oh, no. No, they couldn't do this, being the bullies and the goons and the thugs that the three of them are. As for the officer that stood by and watched it, there's not much that I could say for him, other than the fact they could have wrote Elizabeth a ticket in the beginning. They didn't have to frighten her child, and they didn't have to frighten her in such a manner. The other aspect is going back to this lady cop again, to think that she would push Elizabeth and then turn around and say to Elizabeth's daughter, and to tell Elizabeth to apologize to her daughter. How dare she? What she needs to do is apologize to Elizabeth and to Elizabeth's daughter. And most of all, she needs to apologize to every other kid out there. Because therefore, she's not discouraging schoolyard bullies and bullies. She is absolutely encouraging any child to become a bully. Because this woman is supposed to have a profession, and she's supposed to take pride in it. And therefore, she needs to set an example. The three officers, in my opinion, have set absolutely no example, and they are a disgrace to the Hollywood Police Department, in my opinion. So therefore, I do hope that Elizabeth does get some answers on this incident. And I hope, perhaps, that the officers in question, maybe, shall we say, if they have any level of intelligence, maybe they've learned something as well, or will, in the next situation where they see a dog do a little pile of dog poop, which is despicable to think of what they've done over such a simple-minded incident, such as what has happened. Anyway, everybody, I see where my time is almost getting to the end, and I just want to say to all of you, thank you again so much for turning on, tuning in, and listening to my show. And anyway, everybody, I thank you for joining us. Stay safe. If you have any situations with the police, it's always handy to have a camera, as you know. And anyway, take care, everybody, and may God bless. And remember this, we are slowly and eventually heading toward the end of the line. Anyway, everybody, thank you and good night.
Friday plays at the end of the line, the purple haze. If you're by my side.